question. I do have a couple of new pieces of information about arms continuing to flow across the border since the shootdown.
Okay.
We have new evidence that the Russians intend to deliver heavier and more powerful multiple rocket launchers to the separatist forces in Ukraine, and have evidence that Russia is firing artillery from within Russia to attack Ukrainian military positions. These are some pieces of info I've been able to get from our intelligence friends for you.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you what the information's based on. I know that's disappointing to you, Matt. But was able
well,
to
I
get
don't...
just some of the data points we've seen about the continuing arms flow across the border.
Right. But it's not me who you need to convince. It's the rest of the world. I don't understand.
The rest of the world who has seen these separatists shoot down a dozen planes, who has now seen a separatist leader come out and say they had this missile and appear to at least take credit for something similar to this. So I think there's a preponderance of evidence. We went through it yesterday. I'm happy to continue going through it.
No, I don't think we need to go through all of what you guys presented as in lieu of evidence. But I would like to know what you're basing this new evidence that the Russians intend to send heavier equipment.
Uh-huh. It's based on some intelligence information. I can't get into the sources and methods behind it, but I was able to tell you that.
Is there a YouTube video or something that you could point us to that would
show? Do you
have
any other questions?
I'm just wondering if you what it is.
I just said I wasn't going to give you the underlying source for it.
Did you say, look, the question is...
I don't give you more information and just say nothing? I can't give you the source? No, I'm actually asking you a question here. If I can't give you the source and method, would you prefer I not give you the information?
Marie, I think that it would be best for all concerned.
Are there any other questions?
If when you make an allegation like that, you're able to back it up with something more than just because I say so.
That's not what I said. It's based on intelligence information. It's not because I said so.
It's not me that's making these allegations. I mean, you guys get up and at the UN Security Council make these allegations. The Secretary gets on the Sunday shows and make these allegations. And then when you present your evidence to back up those allegations, it has appeared to, at least for some, fall short of definitive proof.
I would strongly disagree with that.
So you're saying that they're moving in a new and heavier weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
What can you say? What kind?
I said multiple rocket launchers.
Multiple rocket launchers of the Buk kind or of the same ones. And I can't remember.
But they're firing artillery
rest
from within Russia to attack Ukrainian military.
Do you believe that that rockets, missiles, artillery, whatever fired from Russian territory took down these two Ukrainian planes, or do you not even have confirmation yet that that happened?
We're still looking into exactly what brought down those planes.
So you're sure that they did?
I think we're still looking into it.
I know, you're sure that the planes went down.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't know. I mean, the Ukrainians have claimed that they were shot down from Russian territory.
There are some conflicting reports about the location of the...
And you haven't yet made a determination.
Because we don't make determinations until we have facts. And then we present them to you as much as we can.
Yes, but you are sure that the Russians are firing artillery.
We have information, yes, that shows that.
Okay,
yes.
But you don't have information that they shot down.
We don't have definitive information about how those Ukrainian jets were brought down.